Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Sue It 2. How are you, Sue It 2?
Hi, fine. Thank you.
Yeah, how's your week off?
It was really great.
Yeah?
I binged a lot of things.
What?
Nice.
All right, let's see. Of course, now I will remember none of them. I
love
binged.
The turtleneck. You're like the man from Uncle.
You've said that to her on so many occasions.
You probably have. And I don't even remember.
Yeah. You're going to sneak in somewhere.
Stop calling Sue the man from Uncle. I'm begging you.
I started one that was, what's her name from Who's the Boss?
Alyssa Milano.
And I'm like, what is this? It was Deceived or something on the Netflix.
Yeah.
And I did not care for that. It was, I think, an excuse to put her in an outfit. Somebody got killed. You know, I love the murder ones.
Yeah.
And somebody got killed. It was her sister, and she was a mystery author. And she was staying with her sister when her sister was killed, and her sister was doing something in a secret room on the internet,
you know, where people... Charmed, Sue?
No, I wasn't charmed. And then they put her in a... So I did not love that one. But then there was one with Harlan Coben that he wrote that I kind of liked. Stay Close.
Yeah, you know, I saw him because I watch Fox 2 at 9 and then Rachel Ray comes on. And then sometimes I just don't feel like changing the channel.
It's okay.
But he was on I don't like that show.
It's okay.
I don't like it.
Look, we've all somehow seen 80 cumulative hours. I know. Rachel Ray in our lifetimes, and no one understands why.
You know, that's a good way. Like, let's put a pin in that. Like, who is your legitimate guilty pleasure? Like, you would not want anyone in this room knowing that you watch it.
Ooh.
Just think about it. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I like
Stay
Harlan Coben or Cohen?
Coben.
Coben's books.
Yes,
so
same here.
I wanted to watch that.
Okay.
Good?
Yes, but not great. Do you know what I'm saying? So it will fish you in, but it's not.
Alyssa Milano?
Okay. Here's the thing.
In an outfit.
All right, Trish, I really liked it. And then at the end, I read reviews and I thought, oh, well, that's a good point. Oh, well, that's a good point. So you'll probably really like it. Just
well, no,
don't read your reviews.
You miss some things?
Huh?
You miss some things, maybe?
Well, like yeah. You know, and yeah. I'm like, okay, well, maybe, okay, that's
like
a good
when,
point.
Like when
well, that was a
Tom
whole.
Turbrock didn't realize in Planet of the Apes that they were still on Earth.
Okay, it wasn't quite that bad. But
I'm
yes.
laughing like I know I haven't even seen that movie.
Well, try it. I haven't either. I've never seen any of the Planet of the Apes.
It always scared me. And it was always on when I was little. Like, always. It must have been one
Channel
of those
11.
Movies. Yeah, that they just kept replaying because we had no other ones to replay.
Correct.
It was my religion.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
How many are there, Dave, of that movie series?
In the originals, I think there are 4 or 5. I don't count the new ones. Like, that's a completely different thing.
Is it Charlton Heston who's in those?
He was in the first one.
Okay.
And,
and the second.
Yeah. Then he was replaced by James Franciscus. I happen to know these things.
And then James Franco was in one, right?
He was in the new ones, yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg?
Mm. Yes. Oh, that's a bad one. That was a really bad
I
one.
I thought they were pretty good. I only saw one of them, I guess.
See, that's the difference between generations. Like, I'm sure if you went back and watched the original Planet of the Apes, you'd be like, are you kidding me? This is...
It's definitely not scary.
You can Google this. It's really interesting and funny. So the prosthetics at the time were just cutting edge. And they're really pretty good. Even now, you look back, like their faces are emoting and things like that. But they ran out of money. And so in the scenes where there's just a bunch of the apes at a tribunal, in the back row, they're all wearing just like a Kmart mask. And you can like tickle out.
So you're
like,
I want to see that now.
Terrifying.
That rules.
When did the first one come out? Was that the 70s?
Late 60s. Because
1968.
Yeah, the Patterson-Gimlin film was in 1967, and people who think that that was fake, they're like, well, Planet of the Apes was the next year, and blah, 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 blah. So,
yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen those either, Trish.
Charlton Heston was a big bunch of manly beefcake, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was Moses, too, right?
Oh, yeah, wasn't he? Moses is the sexiest religious movie ever made.
Moses. Mm-hmm. Moses.
The Ten Commandments. Getting struck by lightning.
You got the queen of what's-your-name all hottied up with her see-through blouse. She's like, don't go to the desert. And he's like, I'm going to the desert.
Yeah, no, the Ten Commandments.
I'm like, I feel funny.
The Ten Commandments.
I think I'm Jewish, Mom.
Ten Commandments is like the least Christian Bible movie ever.
Well, it's about the Jews.
That's a great point.
Old Testament.
That's a solid point.
Where's the Jesus in this?
Christian wasn't the right word I was looking for. Biblical, maybe.
Biblical, religious, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
They haven't mentioned the resurrection one time.
These are the worst Christians ever.
There's something about this testament that's just so old.
Andrew's been struggling a bit today.
What happened, Andrew?
A couple of bad breaks.
They got my... Well, you know what? I came out on top here, though, if you think about it. They got my order wrong at Chipotle. I shouldn't say Chipotle because they didn't do anything wrong. They just made a mistake. They put the wrong order in the wrong bag. But I got in touch with DoorDash, and they fixed it.
First, I gave you my lunch.
First, Dave gave me his lunch. And I kept trying to give it back to him. And I kept saying, I'm pretty
After
sure...
After he, like, ate five or six bites. Here, you want this back?
Because I ate it while I was resolving the issue. And then once the issue had been resolved, I still had some
See, honestly, he was suddenly David Field. He was like, he had had enough. He'd been pushed enough. He was CEO level.
Yeah, it was like all the energy just got zapped out of the room because Andrew was like... on task, like, hold on, there's an emergency.
Andrew, did they?
I gotta fix this.
Did they actually send you something you didn't want to eat?
Yeah, it was like...
It had lettuce in it.
Oh, well.
It was a weird dish.
I mean, look, she's not wrong, but it hurts when she says it.
I hate Maurice's.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
But it also had, like, hot sauce or something on it. Like, it had all kinds of stuff.
It was a weird combo.
Even Dave didn't like it.
Wow.
And like, I just mean, like, Dave will eat, like, the burrito bowl with all the stuff in it, and he likes all the stuff that comes in it, but it was, like, he had a bunch of weird stuff.
So, were you telling the truth when you said that DoorDash was like, oh, my God, these people spend more money with us than anyone?
Yeah, no, she literally said, because you DoorDash so much and you're such an important customer to us, we want to make sure we get this right. So they, like, credited money to our account and, like...
And when you say our account, do you mean Dave's?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
and they sent the entire order again.
It's only Dave's credit card. Yeah, it's his account.
It's my account.
He's
but
getting the frequent flyer.
I don't use it because we don't like have that in Alton, really. So it's the show account, basically.
I
thought of that. He could be siphoning my money off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So did you all eat two lunches?
No, he's saving
no,
it.
Didn't
for
have,
later.
No, didn't you have one?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It's dinner tonight.
Dave didn't have one line.
Well, and then we were having a meeting, and Andrew gave all of his stories, and Dave told him that he sounded like he made up all of his stories for the day. I think that hurt his feelings a little
bit.
I had weird. It was already.
I will admit,
you
said they said we were because we are such good customers. I kind of thought he was making that up too.
No,
I'm not
going
to lie.
Show you.
It felt flimsy.
Let me find you the
but
chat.
Now I believe you.
But
I can't see you. Can you move that?
Yeah, sorry.
I want to see your pretty face.
But yeah, the meeting was rough because they were weird stories, but they were kind of like in my head. And I started with a story about how Euphoria is like a huge show right now, and I called it the biggest show on TV. And Trish was like, the biggest? And I was like, yeah, well, I mean, as far as people talking about it. And she was like, yeah, if you have HBO, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
It was awkward.
Every story after that, he's just like... So, Buddy Epson, who played Barney Jones, who evidently made
of
bread dough.
Well, imagine you're at a meeting. Imagine you're starting a meeting and you're presenting to the class.
Yes.
And the person in the front row goes, I don't know, I think that's dumb. And then you just
who
can't.
Who said that?
You.
She didn't.
And then you just can't.
I
no
just,
what you
I
say,
thought
like the whole class,
you started the topic like it was going to be about Euphoria, and I just was going to be like, I don't think a lot of people have seen it, only people of HBO, and still then, maybe not. And then I was eating grapes, because I wanted to recreate the sound Rachel made with her grape that sounded like an apple earlier in the week.
Which is exactly, and I was doing, that was
like,
while
what
I was.
What the hell are you people talking about?
That was while I was presenting my side of the meeting. So it was out the door already.
But you weren't just eating grapes. She was eating them in bites.
Well, first of all, it was very big grape.
They're big grapes. I'll agree with you that.
Green or red?
And then I looked green. Over and she's licking it like Caligula or something.
I don't think that happened.
Oh, you'll admit it.
Well, so the grape is very big.
Okay.
And there was a lot of juice running out of it, so I licked it.
I see.
And it was right when she and Andrew were fighting, and so I turned around because Andrew.
They were just kind of fighting for no reason. It was weird. It was contentious.
I didn't feel like it was a fight, really.
You've been in my office. Uh-huh. These people haven't. It's quite small, and I'm sitting at my desk. And if I just put my hand out straight and turned to the right, I would hit Andrew in the chest.
Okay.
And then I went up 2 feet. I hit Trish.
Okay.
So like three of us
they're
are basically
standing on top of
each other. Sitting in the window.
I'm like distanced.
Yeah, she's way
she
over
was
there.
Literally yeah. distanced. Yeah.
No, yeah. At one point, Andrew's talking. She's like, excuse me, what? I'm sorry. What did you say?
So she's cranking her grapes. And Andrew's like, so euphoria is the biggest thing ever. And she's like, I don't think so. Lick, 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 lick. And she's so far away, she's like, I'm kind of in my own meeting over here.
I think I'm dreaming.
Wow.
Do you know what today is?
What?
National What Appreciation Day. It's a small animal that I love. And I could be looking at one right now.
Animal.
Squirrel.
Oh. Squirrel Day.
Oh. Your best friends.
Get
yeah.
some nuts.
I bonded with the squirrels,
the pigeons,
one rabbit.
Yeah, little bunny.
One
all today,
rabbit,
or
in your
London.
Life?
Since we've been here.
Oh.
Okay, so in the springtime, Dave likes to sit on the bench out there or lay in the grass, you know, depending on how much it rained the night before. And I swear, the pigeons and the squirrels, like, congregate around him.
Seriously.
They do really like him. Yeah. And one time there was a baby bunny.
I don't mean to brag, but
there's this baby bunny. I mean, I don't know how big bunnies get quick, but
it was a tiny baby.
I remember the baby bunny.
Yeah.
There was a debate as to whether or not he should have touched it. Will the mother come back?
Oh no, I don't think that was a debate. I think clearly humans shouldn't pick up a newborn baby
and juggle him for
just
a minute.
Out of its mother's womb.
Dave's like smushing his tiny face too.
I'm like, Rachel, take a picture. The most terrified mammal in the county was Bun Bun.
Bun Bun. You even named it.
And then I would like let him go, slash he would jump.
He would escape.
Okay.
And then I could somehow track him across the field. He's no bigger than my fist. And I'd be like, I think he's over there. And he's like, oh God, this hairless monkey won't leave me alone.
Bun Bun, you say.
Bun Bun.
I wonder what he's up to.
Probably dead.
I think I know.
Probably got rejected by the other rabbits immediately because he smelled like spray tan.
He smelled like a 57-year-old man. Bun Bun.
He smelled like the wrong Chipotle order.
So anyway.
Okay, good start. Welcome back, guys. DGS 222. Happy Friday. Rach, you wanted to address something with our podcast.
Yes. So if you are a podcaster, you have noticed some extra audio in your feed the past couple of days. And I just wanted to address that because we have gotten some complaints, some concerns. And I want to start by saying I get it. This is not a decision to put this extra audio in there. This is not a decision that Dave made or that I made or that Andrew made. This is a requirement that Odyssey Corporate wants us to do. So I want you guys to know that we have a tendency to, Dave's very proud of the amount of downloads we get for our podcast. And I don't want anyone out there to think that this team is trying to artificially inflate our podcast numbers. We don't, like, just to be frank, we don't want to do this, but we have to do this. So basically, we're putting up these highlights from the show every day. This is something from Odyssey Corporate we're required to do. The first thing I thought whenever I learned about it, and I said this in the meeting that I had, was this is going to upset our podcasters. And we're looking for a way to work around this and make it less of a pain for the people who download us every day, because we love you guys and we appreciate you guys so much. So today, Andrew and I have this new system we're going to try out and see if it makes it easier on people. But I just wanted to tell people we totally get your concerns. I don't want you to think that it's us trying to get one over on you. This is something that we're being required to do.
What is it, Rachel? I don't get it.
So we release a podcast of each hour of the show. But now Odyssey wants us to release highlights from within the hour.
Oh, I see.
And it goes through everyone's podcast feed. And there's a myriad of reasons why this is happening. The thing is we would never choose to do that because we don't want to flood your feed with content you're already getting. But this is a requirement from corporate. I wanted to be clear, though, because I just don't want people to think that it's like Dave's call or my call or Andrew's call. We're just doing something that we have to do. Odyssey is a media company, so they want us to produce this extra audio, and we've got to do it. It's just something that we've got to do. Just wanted to address the concerns and tell people we hear you. Andrew and I are looking for a way to make it less of a pain in the butt for you guys, and just be patient with us, please.
Yeah. Yeah, so much of that. Like, I have a lot of autonomy in the show, like what's on it and who's on it and all that kind of stuff. And then corporate, the corporation we work for is very corporate, and several levels of people I've never even met. And when they'll say, like, hey, you're going to do this, and then we'll push back. And a lot of times we win. And then there are times you're like, there's no need fighting.
Yeah, this is a digital thing that's really completely out of our hands. Yeah. And it was really hard for people whenever Odyssey started putting ads in our podcast, because for the longest time, yeah. I get it. You're getting this free service and it's pretty sweet, but I mean, it is free. So whenever the company wants to roll out these things to where they can make some revenue off of it, like, yeah. You're not actually paying out money. I get that it's a different habit, and I'm really sorry about it. I want to make it as easy as you guys as possible, and we're trying our best to make it better for
all you. All right,
so.
It was me. It was all my idea.
Trish made the call.
I did it.
Yeah. Trish insisted.
How can we boost these podcast numbers?
Well, specifically, she said, I really hate the people who listen to the podcast, and I would like to find a way to punish them.
Yes. I hate people.
Well, it's the kind of thing where, like, I mean, whenever you get 2 million podcast downloads, that's the kind of thing. Dave has nothing to do with the podcast. I want to make everybody clear. Like, he's just in here creating content, and everything that happens with as far as cutting it up and stuff, I don't even know if you have it on your phone, like, literally. Yeah. So I just didn't want anyone to think, like, oh, he's just inflating the numbers because he loves to brag about it. Like, no, that's not. I just wanted to wipe that from people's minds and just let you know. We get it. We love you guys. We get it. We're trying harder. So that's it.
You sounded like Trump on January 6th.
We love you.
We see you. You're special people.
Very special.
Sorry about what happened with the podcast.
American patriots, we're doing the best we can with these podcasts.
You climb up those walls. You know, we never talked about Andrew yesterday when we were at Chris's Pancakes, which I refuse to call it Chris's at the Docket, and Audrey, our wonderful friend over there, the server, and she broke her arm. And you said, I'm really jealous of her arm cast.
I wouldn't mind getting one of those.
I'm sorry.
Well, she was also, so right after we saw her right after she broke it. And she was telling us all about how she got like this crazy technological arm cast that like molded to her skin. And it looked really cool. She had like a cyborg arm almost looked like.
Andrew's like, I wouldn't mind getting some of that broken arm attention. That seems good.
You could get one and wear it.
Yeah, we'll get you one.
You guys didn't even hear him because she was there talking to us, and then she walked away, and you guys were talking about something that normal humans do. And he watched her walk away, and he very wistfully goes like, I wouldn't mind one of those casts.
That's exactly what I
said. Then it would all finally come together for old Andrew.
I would love it so much if you just get one.
Between me and success.
Please get one and just start wearing it, because that would be awesome.
Get two. Walk over there and make her feel silly.
Oh, yeah, you broke your arm once. Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, but some people just, you know, some people just do it all the way, I guess.
When I was in college, a woman named Leslie Burcham, a friend of mine, was looking away for a way to get out of night class. And she took, there was a girl down the hall who had broken her arm and saved the cast.
Wow.
And they taped it back together, put it in a sling, and she got out. Yeah, it was brilliant. Oh, it worked for 3 weeks.
That's so gross, though.
Yeah. 3 weeks. Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
An old school cast.
She was wearing she wore a bag underneath it just so it would, you know, wouldn't touch her skin. Hello.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 233.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trish, we got
fights online about something I didn't even know was rude. So you go to the gas station, you put gas in your car, then you go inside to get a soda or a donut or whatever you get inside. Should you have moved your car in between that?
I've never
transaction.
Done it once.
Me neither. I didn't even know it was rude to do that. People are like getting in fights about it online.
I think in a perfect world, you could move your car, but a lot of times there's not even any parking available for you to do that.
Like, yeah.
For me, I wouldn't want. So growing up, you didn't have to pay first, you know, like you could pump your gas and then go inside and pay. So then it would kind of look like you were, oh, are they just going to get in the car and drive away? You know, like.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably a holdover from that.
That's what I always assumed it was.
Yes. I didn't even think about that because you always had to go inside. There wasn't even an option outside. I just never thought I had to move my car. I didn't know I was being rude.
I'll go you one better. I'll become the Andrew of QT here. But if all the spaces aren't taken, I will just park at a pump even if I don't need gas.
That's not good. Yeah, that might be crossing the line.
I started with people are going to like me.
No, I feel like if I got gas, that's my little spot until I'm finished doing what I'm doing.
I agree with that. I think most people probably feel that way. What do you think, Sue?
I feel that way about other people. You know, like I don't get mad at someone if I'm waiting for them and they pump their gas and they go inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand why you can't just start the gas pump, go in and get what you need, and then be out by the time it's finished.
That's what I do. You're not supposed to do that, though. You're not supposed to leave your car.
But people do that. People do so much stuff you're not supposed to do at the
gas
tank.
Wait, why am I not supposed to do that?
You're not supposed to leave it unattended.
Well, no, I'm going to have the keys with me.
No, it's also like a fire hazard or something to leave it under.
So stay there and catch on fire.
You're not supposed to get back in your car either, but people do that too. So
yeah, you're not supposed to what?
Get back in your car?
Yeah,
even when it's cold?
You're not supposed to keep your car on, right?
Well,
while you're pumping gas?
No.
Yeah.
That's a no-no?
You know why you're not supposed to get back in your car?
Why?
Static electricity.
The static electricity can and has in the past, rarely, but has happened. Can ignite the gasoline and blow up the gas station.
Do you know what I do? Because I always get back in my car. I touch my car when I get out so I don't have static anymore.
That seems...
Has that happened?
It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, but that seems...
I'm going in.
No, I touch my car so I get rid of... So if I'm going to get shocked, I get shocked then.
I saw a video once, maybe 8-9 years ago, of a gas station that had exploded like that year. And it's horrifying. I mean, it's just like people going about their business and then just... Boom. Big fireball.
In that case, I'd rather be inside when that happens.
Okay, the internet says static electricity-related incidents at retail gasoline outlets are extremely unusual, but the potential for them to happen appears to be highest during the cold or cool or extremely dry climate conditions, and they have at least caused a brief flash fire at the fill point.
I was just thinking of not one of my greatest moments. Within the past, it was during COVID because I had a mask on, thank God. And I was going to see my therapist, and I had more to talk about after this. And I got gas, and then I got in the car, and I started driving off, and the thing was still in the thing, and it pulled it off.
Oh, and so, you have done that.
Yeah,
I
so
can't
I get out.
Yep.
I get out, and there's a woman right there who's pumping gas, and then there's a guy working there who's kind of just standing there at the door. And so I do one of the things to the woman, like, like, that's so me. Knock, knock, anyone
silly
home?
Silly old Goofy Dave.
And I pull it out of my car and put it back on the thing, and I start walking towards him, and he turns around and walks in, I guess, like, to get out the sheet to fill out a report. And I jumped in my car and I gunned it.
Oh, my God.
That was going.
I wouldn't confess to that on the radio if I were you.
Yeah, you wouldn't do a lot of things I
probably
do, Rach.
Still looking for you.
Is it illegal to do that?
I doubt it, but probably not the best form.
Go ahead.
I would think there's some liability for that. Maybe not.
Oh, my God.
But...
what if you got to build or replace that? That'd be so much.
You know they had him on camera. They looked him
That's
up.
That's true. That's true.
They just decided,
I bet it's not that much. Whatever. It's just a hose, right?
I mean, I think it happens quite a bit. They make them detachable
for a reason.
You didn't
rip the whole pump out of the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
Dragging
That's
it behind
be,
you.
I think pumping gas is one of the worst things. Like, it's, I dread it. I'll go to my last drop so I don't have to stop and do it because I just don't want to do it. That and go into the dry cleaners. I don't know. They're just things, they're chores I do not like.
I get the dry
cleaners. You like getting gas?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Oh, yeah.
You just like going into QT.
I like the whole thing. Yeah, I like pumping the gas. I like cleaning off my windshield.
Oh,
I
you do that? You get
like talking to my fellow QT people. How you living? Good?
Like ripping out gas pumps.
Sleeping okay? So this was in someone's show prep, and I forget whose it was, so I'm just going to rip it off. But one of you had a thing where it's like, if you could be in a room with everyone you've ever met, everyone that's ever been in your life, girlfriends, boyfriends, cousins, third grade teachers, who would you look for? Who would you be like, oh, you know who I want to see? Blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
Want me to go first?
Sure. Yes.
So I'm assuming that, like, people who passed on. So the easy one for me would be my dad, my brother, but it's not even that easy. Like, I have actual conversations I want to have with them. Not just like, oh my gosh, I miss you. How are you? How's heaven? Like, I want to sit down and talk. But among the living, I had a couple of friends who are my first, you know how you have your first love and your first, you know, romantic partners. These two guys were my first funny partners. Aww. You guys remember your first funny partner?
Sure.
And Danny Davis, who is a year older than me, and Roxanna, and a guy named Booker, who I worked with at Lush Farms, and they were funnier than me and made me funnier, and I would look them up and be like, let's go be funny.
You should
I
look them up now.
That. Yeah, why not? Let's go in.
Get a little reunion.
Oh, God, now they're going to contact me.
Exactly what I didn't want to happen.
Anyone pop to your mind?
Hmm.
I mean, I have, like, family members who have passed away that, of course, I would love to see. Big ones for me, though, are probably just, like, kids I went to church with, classmates, people I went to college with that maybe I haven't even spoken to in a decade or something. It'd be cool to see them. Yeah. But I don't have anything, like, really popping into my mind, though.
Yeah, I'm the same pretty much with her. Old friends or just people I haven't seen in a while. People have passed on.
So you probably got a ton of past lovers. So you
oh, my
right.
gosh.
I do not.
Or avoid.
She started writing names on a piece of paper, I just assumed.
I will say that we moved when I was going into fifth grade from Ohio to Kirkwood. And I would like to see some of those kids that I grew up with from kindergarten to about fourth grade.
Mm.
You know, I would just like to see them. My first neighbor, best friend, we used to play hide from car, which was shows you how intelligent we
Explain
were.
Explain this.
Well, you would stand
you
on a fire hydrant. And that we lived on a street that wasn't particularly busy. Hello. And then you would climb on the fire hydrant, and you'd have to hold on to, I don't know, if anybody saw a car coming. Now, mind you, we were in second grade. If you saw one, then you would dive. You know, they had a lawn that was in levels, so you would have to dive over the first hill down to the second hill. It wasn't
and hide from
particularly.
The car.
Dude, I would play that now.
We love to play.
I'm not even kidding.
We love to play Dodge the Kidnappers when I was a kid.
There's Remember no that? Way to know if you hid from the car, though.
No, that really wasn't. But I would like to see those people because I haven't ever, you know, seen them in decades.
Yeah.
That I would like to see.
Andrew, All right. I hesitate to ask you.
I don't really fall out of contact with people on accident. So, in general, if I...
Wow.
If I
So if you haven't seen Andrew in a while.
I'm just saying, like, if I want to talk to you, if we're, like, friends or you know, family or whatever, and I really want to, like, you know what I mean? Like, as a rule, there are definitely some that have fallen through the cracks or people that I don't talk to as much as I should, maybe. But I try to keep in contact with the people that are really important to me. So, you know, I mean, as for people who are alive.
He has 500 close friends.
You want to play hide from
How sweet would it be if it were real and you could just walk into that room, big ballroom at the Ritz-Carlton with both your arms in a cast?
But you know what? You did sort of stir something. I mean, Jimmy was my first, like, funny partner in Sunday school and when we were little kids. So it's like,
Jimmy.
Yeah, so maybe, I mean, it could be nice to, I it's only been a few, you know, a decade or so since I've seen Jimmy, but I could see Jimmy.
You haven't
a
purposely
call to Jimmy.
Non-contacted him.
A call to Jimmy.
Oh, man. Everything you say is interesting to me. I have a disease.
No, I have the same one then.
Right?
I love it.
Look, I just don't fall out of contact with people on accident. Like, who says that?
Well, I remembered. Then I remembered there are a couple people who have slipped through the cracks recently. So then I started to feel bad. Like, oh, they might be listening.
Hey, Sue, did you... do you still have those Chukurs here? Because he turned us on to these
I'm
Aldi.
I'm sorry, the what?
The I don't Chukurs? Know. It's the brand. It's an Aldi Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
No.
And we were doubting that they were as good as Reese's and pretty darn good.
Interesting. Of course, I've not eaten the chocolate currently. Dang it.
The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Oh, here he comes. Whew, I'm starting
here
to get worried.
He is.
I had nothing, Dave. I just couldn't let the music play any longer.
That was fast.
It was fast. That's why I said, you got to go quickly. I felt like Dave's teacher. He said, can I go to the bathroom? And I said, quickly now. No dawdling in the halls.
Wrote him a hall pass.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, Dave. I get it.
Thank you, buddy. Go right ahead.
Well, off of what Sue was saying about hide from cars when she was little, my friends and I had a similar thing. Probably not very good to do, but we'd stand across Upper Bottom Road in St. Charles, you know, somewhat busy, not too crazy, but be about four kids on each side, and we would act like we were holding a rope tight between the each side. Car would drive down,
good.
And we would start to fake pull on this fake rope.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
Car would be going about 35 miles an hour, slam on the brakes, and then we'd all run.
That's genius.
I love it.
I love that, too. That's great. Man, I can't tell this whole story because I just can't. But the one talk my parents had with me was about, like, pedophiles. But it wasn't like, now, sit down. I want to tell you about these people, and they have this problem. It was like, boy, if a guy ever tries to get you to eat candy in his car, here's what he wants. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, the responsibility is on you.
Yeah,
situation.
Like it's your
now
fault.
You get out there and you live your life.
Listen, they're around every corner, all right? So it's on you.
Oh, my gosh.
But here's how mean the streets of South Alexander were. I could make a movie of this. I can see it in my head. Like, a couple weeks later, we're in Stacy Gill's front yard, me and Stacy and a friend to not be named, and you'll see why in a minute. And this guy pulls up in a green station wagon right out of Central Casting for pedophiles. I mean, he just looks like it. And his passenger seat is covered in candy. And he just goes, hey, kids, you want some candy? Like, it was out of a movie. So Stacy and I turn and just start sprinting. And I remember this because I was wearing this sweet gold-plated arrowhead necklace.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was hitting me in the face.
While you were running.
You were like,
which ironically, he would have loved.
You're like, Stacy, I've trained for this moment.
And my other friend stood there and, like, he, like, made a...
Was mocking
a gesture
yeah.
to the man.
Oh, my word.
Taunting him, if
uh-huh.
you will.
That's what I meant. Yeah, taunting.
Yeah, and never stood his ground the whole time, and the guy just drove off.
Whoa.
Holy.
Right? All right. So evidently his parents had a different talk with him.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't start off with, boy!
It's like making yourself big in front of a bear.
That's so scary. That's really scary.
Ringing the bell on your backpack.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tell you what, though, the next time Jack and Francis told me something, I listened.
I bet.
Well, you called this one within 2 weeks.
So while we were waiting for you to come in, Dave, I was frantically looking at Twitter trying to find something to talk about on the show, and I noticed that Mr. Loaf is trending, I guess because Meatloaf did sadly pass away, and everyone's talking about a time a newspaper referred to him as Mr. Loaf.
Oh, I don't remember
I guess
that.
The Boston Globe wrote something about him.
Didn't we, when Dave was on vacation, just talk to that guy who
was
American Idol?
His name was Caleb something, and he is starring in the Meatloaf the musical, Bat Out of Hell.
Uh-huh. And he talks with the band. Yeah. Like, Meatloaf consulted with him about all that.
Yeah, he was an American Idol winner, Caleb. It was like 2013. Let me look up his name really quick.
Yeah, and who else? Louis Anderson.
Yeah. Louis Anderson. I was really upset by that.
Yeah, not so much
sad.
The loaf.
Well, I missed the loaf, but I guess I just wasn't expecting another one today. And I had just heard a Louis bit, you know, on some channel somewhere.
Yeah.
And I kind of had a soft spot for him. I can't explain it. I just kind of loved him.
Caleb Johnson was the American Idol winner who's starring in Bat, the Music of Meatloaf.
Just Louis on Coming to America.
Yes!
Was worth it.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's the perfect
Oh, by the way, on the Meatloaf thing, back to Mr. Loaf, I saw someone tweet that the woman who sang with him on Paradise by the Dashboard Light, here it is, Ellen Foley, who sang with him on that song, is from St. Louis.
What?
And she's also on the Clash album.
You know who that is? She was on Night Court.
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah. What?
She was the blonde woman on Night Court.
Really?
Yeah. The girl, woman, Carla, I think her name is, sexy brunette. She was the one who was always on stage with Meatloaf singing it. And on the video and stuff, but it was that the blonde lady.
I just looked her up. Yeah, now I know who she is. I didn't know she was from St. Louis. Oops, sorry.
Man, my biggest Meatloaf memory is he was on Celebrity Apprentice with Gary Busey, and they got in like a terrible fight.
Uh-oh, was the loaf nice, or was he mean?
He kind of flipped out on Gary Busey a little bit, but Gary deserved
it. I was
going to
say, Gary is not the bastion of sanity.
No.
I suspect he deserved it.
I could never go back and watch that now, given the Trump stuff, but was it a pretty kick-ass show?
It was incredible.
It was really good.
Really?
Celebrity Apprentice.
I did too.
Yeah.
I liked the normal apprentice too, with just non-celeb castmates.
I don't think I ever watched the normal one, but I
semi-serious question.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice contributed to Trump becoming president?
Huge.
Like keeping him, because he was essentially out of the public eye. You know what I mean? He was just like, oh yeah, I think I've heard of him. He's like a rich guy in New York City. But that really kept him, because they were very successful shows. They really were. And like really kept him in the public eye for, like, right up until he ran for president, basically.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it was extremely beneficial to have your face known by most people in the country already.
Okay, I'll just take the risk. The Trump that I know, did you see that in The Apprentice, or was he so much more laid back that he seemed more authoritative and smart and not weird?
He seemed more authoritative, but it was also, like, it was a TV show. I mean, I always found him extremely entertaining on that show.
Me too.
I liked Donald Trump back in the day. And like, he was a pop culture icon. Like one time we were talking on the show, like, well, is he more known for being a businessman or more known for like reality TV and stuff? And in my lifetime, it was 100% pop culture, reality TV. Huh. I mean, he was in all these rap songs and stuff. It was like Donald Trump, symbol of like kind of cartoonish wealth a little bit, because that was just his persona. So.
But it was nothing like his speeches that he would give where he would just throw out words and incomplete sentences and you had no idea what he was talking about. It was nothing like that. He was very in control and very much the boss man and very much respected and feared.
Honestly,
and
not to be all whatever, that's who I thought we were getting when I voted for him the first time around. Mm-hmm. I really did.
And some people think
it's fair.
We did get that. You know, some people think that.
It's all how you look at it, I guess.
So, Rach.
Dave.
COVID brain.
I feel stupid. I honestly feel stupid. Like, at lunch, we were all sitting at the tables out here and eating, and I just feel like I'm silent because I just don't have anything to say. I was kind of saving all my energy for the show, basically. I can get there, but I just feel cloudy and I don't feel like myself.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. It's COVID brain.
Have you heard other people have that?
Yeah, I was talking to someone else in the office who recently had it, and we were actually in a meeting the other day, and he was trying to think of like a very common word. He's like, "I'm sorry, I have COVID brain.
That's
I don't
scary.
Know what to say."
My wife had it for
and frustrating.
Months.
I'm yeah. sure.
I mean, months. I'm talking like 8 months. This bothered her. Like she would have the.
I'm going to be honest.
Kind of like brain foggy.
I'm going to be honest with you in a real way here. Even last night in bed, I'm a little concerned for my brain. Like, my dad had Alzheimer's. His brother had it even worse. They were, like, 70 when it hit. But I haven't had COVID, and I definitely have COVID brain. And it's almost like when you can feel another kind of sickness coming on. We know what that feels like to, oh, I just sneezed 3 times in 5 minutes. I think I'm getting a cold. Or I just threw up. I think I have this. Like, I'm a little concerned.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just like, I'm sure I'm overreacting. I'm sure I don't have Alzheimer's, but it's... When you get to be like, I'm only 57, it's not 77, but when you have it in your family and you worry about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you make your living with your brain mm-hmm. like we do.
Yeah.
And every now and then I just, it's more like this. I'll be thinking of something that I'm thinking about. Monday I'm going to go to lunch with the guys. We're going to go to Chris's Pancakes. I'm going to get a waffle. And then literally a second later, I have no idea what I was just thinking. Like for a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you what I was just thinking.
Mm. Might make you feel better to talk to somebody. You know what
or
I mean? Just to have them say
test or something.
Yeah. Just to have them say, yeah, it's probably just
that's
you know, got to
be
brain.
Really scary though. If your parents have something, it's hereditary,
just
and you're just waiting or not for
it,
that does have to be very frightening.
Yeah, I'm
feel free on that.
And you know, being at this age, you know, they're coming up with all these things now medically. What was the one that just came out this week? I forget what it was, but something where they're like. Okay, we probably don't have to worry about this.
Was it the eye drops?
No, it was something else bigger than that. But when anything like that comes up for Alzheimer's, that's a few times I read the whole article,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they think that they've really, truly figured it out. And it's basically physical. Like, there's this, we've always known about the plaque, but they've now kind of figured it out, that you have all these, you know, trillions of miles of neurons and electricity going through your brain, and it just gets covered in schmuck. So they're trying to figure out how to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.